Goya, you would like to say something about the Bramlin? Frater Goya, he did the Bramlin in the 90s.
Yes, I did my Bramlin ritual in 1996. It was a very important experience, sometimes traumatic. No fireworks too, I agree with that. Before performing the Bramlin ritual, I believe that you must resolve some questions such as, what is my goal with this? Do I believe in God or in an angel? Do I do this to impress my friends, to be famous? What really motivates me? Without the right or clear reasons for you, the purpose of the ritual will be not achieved, I think. I had to resolve these things for myself first, as there was no one who could judge me or prove that I had performed the ritual. So the first step was to stop lying to myself, because I was the last judge in... like you said, my life is divided before and after Bramlin. In the 3 days of evocations, I have some manifestations very strange in my house. Stones breaking windows. Stones falling in the roof. Then you go to the street and empty. And my wife take care to me all the time in that moment. It's very traumatic for her.
Yes.
Because to me, it's my experience. It's my ritual. To her, it's some freak, some things very strange, very conflictual faults in her mind. The ritual was not too difficult to do. It's very simple.
Yeah, it's straightforward, yeah.
But it's very complex because you have to do some kind of preach, but the book didn't give some direction. So all the time in this ritual is only you. Only you. And then when the Holy Guardian Angel comes, you feel like a child in front of his parents, and you said, "Father, talk to me." And your father says, "Okay, talk something. What do you want?" "I don't know."
"I don't know."
Is very frustrating in some way, but the Holy Guardian Angel teaches you and I don't know. You know what I mean.
This is something I actually tell my students in the class, is that when you go into this, the reason you go in has to be clear. And when they ask me, well, what is the reason? What, why would you do this? And I tell them that, at least in my experience, and I believe this would be true for anyone, Abramelin has to be your last resort. Abramelin, you have to have gotten to a point where you've tried everything and none of it has come to fruition. And you are, have decided that this is it. I can't do this anymore. It, I'm all in. It's either this works or I'm done. And you have to put your whole self into the hands of God, basically, into the hands of your angel, into the hands of God. And you have to say, I'm done fighting. I'm done trying to make this world into what I want it to be. And I'm just now going to surrender and give all of it to you. And if you do that, if that is the way you feel going into it, and that is your purpose for being there, then that gives you that good, you know, hey, Dad, you know, what do you want? Well, that's what I want. You know, that's what I wanted. I had a bad childhood. I had had a very, very bad start to my adulthood. And I was like, this, I can't do this. I have to give this to you. And so the oratory becomes what in the Eastern traditions they call your refuge. You know, you are withdrawing from the world, not just, oh, I'm not going to go out and party with my friends. No, you have to want to withdraw from the world. You have to want to break your old habits. You have to realize that the life you've tried to live, just, you weren't able to hack it on your own, and you cannot hack it without the help of this higher power. And going in that way, and just, you're putting yourself on the altar, really. You are sacrificing your own self, your own life, everything you've lived and everything you've experienced up to that moment. You lay it on that altar and say, I'm done. And you make yourself an empty vessel, and then the angel can come down and fill it. But if you go in, yeah, you're just there because you're curious, or you're there because you want respect, you know, people know that you're an Abramelin initiate, they'll respect you and they'll think you're powerful. That's how you end up getting in contact with nothing but yourself, because you're not really sacrificing yourself on that altar. So I agree with you 100%. That's, you have to come at it humble and broken. You know, like the Bible says, God cherishes a broken and contrite heart. Yeah. And that's where I was. I was brokenhearted and was giving up, you know, and rather than suicide, well, I did commit suicide, but it was a ritual. It was giving myself, it wasn't a suicide, it was a sacrifice. And I gave myself over. And that's where I am now. I'm still there. I am now their prophet. I work for them now. So, and now I try everything I can. The blessings that I've been given through this practice, it's now my job to do everything I can to spread those blessings outward toward anyone and everyone who needs them. So that's the main goal, is to be a force for good in the world and not, you know, no longer be worshiping yourself and caught up in your own dramas, because your own dramas aren't important anymore, you know?
Yeah. I agree 100% with you.
You and I seem to have done the operation at about the same time, because I did mine in 97.
Oh!
So there were two people in the world doing the Abramelin at that time, and we might have been the only two.